medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome everybody to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna. Listeners, I would first like to thank you for your time and your listening support, and I'd also like to very much thank our sponsors. Our show today is on enlightenment through service. Amazing topic. We're going to discuss today why this is such an important part of Atana's work. How we can be, and I want to ask the question, you know, how can we be of service if we don't even feel like we can be of service to ourselves? We're going to discuss that today and find out where we can begin on this journey. So before I introduce him, I'll just give him a little intro to Atana, the inspirational healer this show is dedicated to. You've just heard his music and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He is an author, musician, master healer, and international teacher, just to name a few of his many talents. But what makes him really special is that he created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey, and it's called the Atana Method. The easiest way you can find Atana is via his website, atanamethod.com, or just to Google him because he's everywhere. Anyway, now I'd like to welcome Atana himself. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful being. Hello, wonderful beings. Hello, wonderful listeners. I'm so happy to be here with all of you, and I'm grateful to experience this whole session today, this whole radio show in all of these multidimensional expressions, even in the radio waves. Thank you.
Great. And we've got two guests. We've got Carol and Saber. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. We'll bring you in. We'll bring you in as we have this discussion because I'm sure you both have a lot of experience with this. But Atana, I want to go straight to you. This is a big topic of your work, enlightenment through service. And I think, you know, I've heard it spoken about regularly in the last, you know, 5-10 years, this idea of enlightenment through service. And I'd love for you to just to open it up and to speak to our listeners today about why this is such an important theme and what does it actually mean?
Yes. What it means, and this goes back in many different cultures for many, many thousands of years. If you really look back even in the yogic traditions, even if you look back into all of the civilizations, Whenever a person got to a state of awakening or felt like the grasp of the unlimited was imminent or accessible, then of course the first step that you wanted to do is sharing that. By sharing it, you had to serve. You have to serve in terms of you wanting to teach, you wanting to have the patience, you wanting to have the compassion to move out into the world, and you also teach and you also help others. It's more like the more you support others in raising their awareness, the more you have friendships and companionships and brothers and sisters with you on the journey. But at the same time, you also enhance your full expression of your purpose when you get to an understanding that ultimately everything serves something. And look, even the king serves its kingdom or the people. And the kings are even the greatest servants or the queens. And look at all of the enlightened teachers that came before us, how they, even Mother Teresa, how she goes even into the slums and helps everyone to be treated in their divine right as a divine expression of God, in their pure expression of being taken care of compassionately, even in the last breath, when people say, well, why would you take care of that person? That person is passing anyway. It's more like allowing them to participate in this divine mercy of love, of expression, of compassion, of unconditional love that really enhances not just yourself, but it enhances the overall expression of consciousness of humanity on the planet. So even if you're just doing this to get to your own enlightenment, that's great. But even if you just do it to enhance the overall consciousness of humanity and the experience in life on this planet, it's such a beautiful thing when you go and you just serve and you help other beings to get on the next level.
Okay. And I mean, is this why, I mean, you do a lot. You have clinics once a month where people can come and get free healing down at your studio, which is amazing that you even offer that, or a donation, you know, what people feel that they can afford. That's a huge offering of service. But Atana, just so I understand, is this why teaching is such a big part of what you want to do in your world and this lifetime, I guess?
Yes. It is teaching and it is sharing. And also there's an emotional intelligence. If you consider you stepping into your next higher level, that gives like a quantum wave, a ripple wave into all of existence, into all dimensions, into all levels of society, because you're creating a sacred space, you're creating a sacred consciousness, and that already will create an awakening process. But, you know, at the same time, yes, I do want to support people to go on higher levels, in the next awakening, and also how to navigate even when they just have this awakening process, because sometimes they can be so overwhelming. I'm saying to myself, even if I had somebody like me with me when I was awakening, I could have saved myself 25 years of trial and error.
Yeah, like you needed an Atana mentor avatar.
Yeah, I needed one. Atana, it was you when I needed you.
Where were you, Atana? Oh yeah, I'm right
where
here.
Was your
I'm
future,
right here. I guess that's very true. You needed your own future version of yourself to come back and mentor you. Come on, Atana, you're so capable. Why couldn't you make that happen?
Well, and now I'm in the process when mothers or fathers bring their children to me and say, look, she talks like with a being and she feels energies. I know now I can tune in and I know where they are in the awakening process, and I can easily say, well, you know, you just need to do this and this, or take this stone, work with the stone, put the stone under your pillow. You know, when they get bothered or there's paranormal interruptions, then there's other ways. And some people just go into normal awakening process, and all of a sudden they work like in the most mundane workplaces, and all of a sudden they have an awakening and their life has changed, and they're going into a multidimensional awakening process where they all of a sudden they feel the air, they feel the energies, they feel that everything is talking to them, because they are so becoming so receptive all of a sudden, because they're in an awakening process, and I can help them to navigate these areas, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting topic, and one that I'd really like to cover today is that, you know, I think a lot of people feel that how can they even be of service? You know, a lot of people have this concept of wanting to be of service to the world, but they feel so overwhelmed. They don't even know where to begin, and they don't even feel like they're being service to themselves. You know, I was speaking to a girlfriend in my living room this week that was just so overwhelmed. You know, she's got two kids under 10. She has this enormous job in a huge financial business, and she's just overwhelmed. And so, you know, how do you then bring in service if you're struggling to even manage yourself?
But she's already serving her motherhood. She's already serving the children. And she's already serving the business that she created. At the same time, you know, it is very important to, for us to start serving ourselves as well. It's not just we're serving others, but we, how can we serve our own awakening process? How can we serve our own self-value? How can we serve our own self-worth? How can we serve our own self-love to a level where we can actually have more time for us? That's a service in itself. I feel it's not just the Samaritan way where you just serve until you're exhausted and then you have no energy and you have to die. That's not what really real service is. Real service is you're serving yourself. You're like in a wonderful, healthy state. And then the excess energy that you have accumulated, that's then what you give away without really harming yourself and without getting to your own battery, but you're sharing what you can share. And in order for you to share what you can share, you have to be in your most maximum expression of energy, because you have to be the most vibrant you can be. And the more, the clearer you are, the more you share your light automatically. In the Atana method, I teach a segment where it's very important that you consider yourself, you know how people say in Reiki, well, you know, you're automatically participating with it when you do this. And no, if you don't actually intentionally have that in your system in that session, it's not happening. And I highly recommend in my, you know, and introduce this into my segment of the Atana Method class, where you're actually bringing in that energy for yourself first. And then the more energy you have inside your system, the overflow is really going into the other person.
Yeah, I mean, that's on your online course too, and actually in your books as well. So it's a really interesting, I guess, difference of your work, is that when you learn your method, you are considering yourself first. And Atana, you know, my own experience is that is translated into my life too, using that work. But we're going to have to take a short break, and then we will be back discussing enlightenment through service. Thank you, listeners. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we are discussing the topic of enlightenment through service. A very interesting topic. A lot of people want to be able to do this, and we're just exploring today what this actually looks like. So we have the very, all I can feel is warm when I invite Saber in. Hello, Saber, how are you?
How are you? I love you. I miss you.
I feel that love. I'm good. Very well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Hi, Carol. Hi, Atana.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Saber, I would love, you know, this enlightenment through service topic, I would love for you to talk to people about, you know, beginning on this journey. What does this look like for people? And I'd love you to talk a little bit to that, please.
Thank you. There is something that is really important, and that's where I want to start, is there is this preconceived, I guess, way of being or way of teaching women or parents or just beings in charge of other beings in general, that you need to give until it hurts. That the more you give and the more you hurt, the better parent or the better friend or the better wife or husband you are, or the better teacher you are. And that is so grossly outdated, misunderstood. We want to throw that teaching out the window. You and I both know that if we are not good, if we are sick, if we cannot even get out of bed, how are we going to take care of others? And so the first part of the enlightenment journey is to love ourselves, is to heal ourselves, is to teach ourselves, is to allow us to have the space that we need. And that might mean taking a minute in the morning to take a deep breath. It doesn't mean you have to go on, you know, a year-long sabbatical at an ashram. Some of us are waking up in the middle of relationships with children, and we are, you know, backstab in the middle of enlightenment. Right off the bat, we're here, right? And so we have got to make our own way, and we've got to make our own rules. And whatever works for you is good for you. And it doesn't mean that you have to be like somebody else, right? And this is something that I had to learn the hard way. And this is part of my service, was kind of goofing up. And I take this, I used to look at this as a negative thing, but now I see it as a positive thing. All of the schooling that I've gone through, through my enlightenment process or, and still going through it, was to help other people so that they don't have to make the same mistakes I did and they can get there faster and easier. And so one of the things that was really, really beautiful in my enlightenment process when it started, it was very unusual. And when I say unusual, not a lot of people are experiencing what I did almost a decade ago. And I could talk to you all day about that, but someday I will. But we're talking, you know, lights and the earth shattering and seeing things and hearing things and experiencing things and healing people who are just standing right next to me and just almost like a movie, right? And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know where to go from there. And the Creator talked to me. And the Creator said with this booming voice, "Saber, you are my lighthouse, and without saying a word, you will bring others to safety." And I didn't know what the hell that meant. You know, I was just like, what the hell do you mean? What am I supposed to do with this? You know, you give me these gifts, and now you don't give me any information of how to use it. And it has taken me such a long time to see the simplicity and the power and the beauty in that, that without saying a word, just by you being you, your truthful self, the self that knows who you are, you don't have to be this this being who's wearing all these hippie clothes and you're saying all these you know, PC ways and you're wearing all these crystals and all of this stuff, right? That's a gift, right, that you give to yourself along the journey. You don't have to have those things. And just by you being you, you will teach others. And you were saying this woman was struggling to manage herself a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
The gift that she's going to give herself and to her children is by her being she, herself, the person that the Creator had created her to be. And more than likely, it's not a stressed out woman who is not happy with a lot of aspects of her life, and she'll get there. She'll get to where she needs to go. But during that process, she needs to remember that she's always emanating the Creator's love. When she says, "I want to be of service," but in this earthly mindset, this earthly capacity, we don't know how always. And most of the time, we don't know how. But just having that mindset that I want to be of service, you are emanating that out always. And so don't get down on yourself. Don't get downtrodden. And it kind of, we beat ourselves up because we want to see ourselves like Mother Teresa and now feeding the children, you know, poor countries and donating our lives to these types of things. And that's why I have such respect for Atana, because I tell you, healing others in the way that he healed people was not for me. It takes a very special, and I'm special in my own way now. I'm not putting that out there, but I'm saying that it takes an individual who is very, very uniquely specialized in what he or she does. And Atana, I just hold him on the highest pedestal But we are all the same, right? And so, and he would never feel like I'm above or below you. We are doing this together. And that's just another word to the wise. Anyone who's going through the enlightenment process looking for healers, find a teacher that will become the student someday. Their ego is not big enough that they wouldn't mind being the student, because the best teachers know that the teachers become the student and the student become the teacher. That's just the way it goes. And so if you're looking for a teacher, Tan is the guy.
All right. I'm going to learn from you guys. I'm ready.
Atana, I just, Saber touched on there, you know, people need to, and you did too, about if people are feeling downtrodden or unwell. You know, I know so many people that seem to be suffering from, chronic fatigue syndrome or immunity disorders that are, you know, feeling really exhausted in their lives. How can somebody like that still actually practice this enlightenment through service? You know, if they're lying in a bed and they're exhausted, can you share with us what somebody like that, or how you would work with somebody like that, please?
Yes. Yeah, now when we say enlightenment to service, that is a very bold approach in life. This is not like I want to be rich, I want to be successful, I want to be I want to have something. No, like when you go for enlightenment, you go on like, this is about your goal in human existence or life in general, when that's the highest form of spiritual attainment. So when you go onto this path of enlightenment, that means you have this noble goal already in mind. That's where you're heading. That means like in India, when, for example, a father or mother, when they turn around 50 or 60, they leave their families. They literally walk away from their families. Look at Buddha. When he was 16 or so, he walked away from his whole family, from his whole kingdom. When you go for enlightenment, that's about the biggest goal in all of karmic lives that you can achieve, that you have in mind. This is not just, this is not like just being well, not just being healthy. Look at what Buddha went to. He went to being an ascet where he didn't even eat for months. So it's not even about, at that point, enlightenment is something recognizing your unlimitedness and actually living it on a daily basis. Now, when somebody has a chronic fatigue, they might just, first of all, the step should be getting well, staying focused on their self-healing. Energy work is a really powerful tool to get you back to self-healing. But your overall goal has to be ambitiously enlightenment if you really want to even get close to it. Ultimately, let me tell you something. There is a whole nother theory that we are already complete and we are already enlightened and everything has already happened. We just have to access it. But at the same time, we have to have this bold intention that we want to reach this goal. And even if that goal is inside of us. Now, think about when somebody has a chronic fatigue, they have to be able to literally put everything else beside and say, I want to find out why that fatigue is affecting me. Then they're going to work on to processing their emotional traumatic experiences, or mental or physical or spiritual. Then they start to self-heal. Once they're past this point of self-healing, or they have already that system in place, now they can go into, now let me look for my enlightenment. Or how about, now let me look for prosperity first, or for success first, or for happiness in my relationship first. And then maybe after that, they focus, now I'm ready for my enlightenment.
That makes sense. I understand that. It's listening to you talk sometimes, Atana, I sort of go off into a semi-meditative state. I come out thinking, wow.
and it's beautiful because you have that, you can really go there. That's why.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I might take a little nap while we take a little break, and we'll be straight back. Thank you, listeners. We'll be back. Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we are speaking on the subject of enlightenment through service. I'm fascinated because I think there's a lot of people out there, you know, the statistics are amazing. Something like 80% of people are just unhappy in their work because they don't feel a sense of purpose in it. And which I find extraordinary. However, I'd love to speak with one of our guests today, Carol, a little bit about this topic. Carol, how can people remain in ordinary work? Because people have got to feed their families, they have expenses, they've got to live. But how can they continue to work in these jobs and still have this goal of enlightenment through service? I'd love to open up the floor and chat with you about that.
Well, that's a fantastic topic because that's like the real world, right? Not everybody, like Saber said, can, it's not about like leaving the mundane world and going to the mountaintop. People are living their lives, they're working, and how do we bring this in? And that's one of the reasons why the Atana method is so perfect, because he brings this method in, he teaches us. It's simple, and he always has said that, you know, this is not just like you take an energy healer class. It's not, it can be just for your own self-healing, right? You can heal others, or you can work on healing yourself. And so people come for energy healing sessions, and they're working their life, and it's, you know, they're in that depressing job, or they're in that struggle of a relationship. And that's the beauty of the Atana method, is you start healing yourself. And because the premise, you know, everything is about oneness. When you heal yourself, you're healing the oneness, right? It's like it's all connected. Atana often says there is no oneness without you. So when I'm working with somebody who is, you know, working in that mundane life, and like, I want to feel better, I want to know how I can live this life and feel good, I bring it back to like consciousness, which is another tenet of the Atana method. Like, you can, if you are awake and aware, you can bring life into your everyday living. And so when you are focusing on bringing in your healing energy, bringing in your connection to source, grounding to Mother Earth, you know, when you are connected, and even if you're sitting at a desk running numbers all day, when you're connected and you are aligning your chakras and bringing your aura, you know, into its expansion, whether they're conscious of it or not, other people see that. And they say, I want that too. And so they start to have questions and wake up. And the more you are there in your balanced chakras, which you learn how to do through the Atana method, the more you are able to navigate that life. You know, it's like, I used to think this life here sitting at this desk was humdrum, and, you know, now I go through it effortlessly. And you know, because when you are transforming the struggle and the effortfulness, like that woman that your friend that you were talking about, there's so much of that consciousness, like Faber said, you know, like we've got to work and we've got to work hard and struggle. And that's where there's society puts value on that, right? And Atana teaches us that everything can be effortless. You know, you work with it in the energy first, and then you can navigate through the physicality of it with much greater ease.
Yeah, thank you, Carol. That's, you know, that's, I think there's a lot of people that would have really enjoyed hearing about that. And it's been my experience, honestly, that the more I start to practice these techniques, the more I want to practice them. And I might find that I'm in the shopping center or something like that, and I suddenly pull out one of Atana's methods that I've used to do some work on myself in there. And it just becomes a regular habit. And I feel really great most of the time, you know, even when I have very challenging situations that unfold. So,
exactly.
You know,
when you're grounded,
yeah,
when you're grounded and connected, people notice that whether they're conscious of it or not.
Yeah, that's very true. And look, you know, just I live in Australia for everybody, and you know, Atana and I have never actually physically met. We've only ever met via the phone, or Atana's often in my pocket because he has fantastic online courses, so I can whip him out and watch him whenever I want. And I just wanted to share with everybody just the easiest way to access Atana, if anyone wants to, is just to Google him or through his website, atanamethod.com, and there you'll find access to his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or like me via Skype, information about his group and online training, his books, music, links to his YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram pages, and, you know, everything else, the crystal store. I really want to come and visit that crystal store one day.
Oh, you will enjoy that.
So, yeah, so I just wanted to say, if anybody wants to connect to these teachings, there's a thousand different ways. Atana, I just want to loop back into you for a moment about what Carol was saying. You know, really, I guess people, when they start to practice, because this is a practice, your method, it's in some ways, I think about it a little bit like a yoga practice. You learn, but it's a lifelong practice that you do every day. That in itself is bringing you to your enlightenment, is it not?
It will automatically, because your natural state is enlightenment. So the more you clear yourself, the more energy runs to your system, the more you become a superconductor, because you clear any interferences. Our biggest problems are ourselves being in the way of ourselves. And the more we clear all the experiences we have accumulated, and the more we clear these aspects from our channels, from our, it's almost like an organ, like a pipe organ in the church, you know, where you have all these tubes, basically each one gives you the right tone, and consider yourself as the channel of the divine, and the divine plays this amazing sound to you. And the moment we are going in our limitation, these sounds are getting distorted, these voices and these frequencies. And the more we do energy work, the more we clear our system. We bring this fresh river into the stagnant lakes, and we bring a whole new movement and clarity in our system. And the more we clear ourselves, the naturally, the easier it will become for us to access our enlightenment, our higher self, the higher frequencies, and our higher purpose.
You know, and I, my own experience of this, I mean, I'm just an everyday person, but my own experience is this is able when I'm with others as well. So I often talk about the leadership, self-leadership, and how I'm acting and how I'm being in front of my kids or my friends or what I'm doing. And I really feel like your work has helped me so much with that, because there's a lot less distortion, a lot of these emotions that I used to feel that would really deeply affect me. Those seem to have shifted now. And I can start to really physically live this, I wouldn't call myself enlightened at this stage, but I can start to live with my intended goal, my goals of my values and how I want to show up in the world. And I guess in some ways, that's my journey too.
Yeah, but you know, you are not an ordinary person, first of all, Emma. You are a tremendous healer. You're working with your intuition. You're working with your instincts of anything in direction of healing. You have a very good hand with experiences, with communication with people. You're not an ordinary person, even if you want to be an ordinary person. And that's okay, because... because I do work with you for quite some while, and you are an extraordinary person. In fact, you tapped into your instincts of your wisdom, of the feminine energy, and you have a lot to share in the world. You're so humble that you don't even find it like it's even worth mentioning. But you have so much attainment that's so natural to you, you don't even make a big deal out of it. And a lot of my work is making also that visible, that we all have that wisdom. We are all extraordinary people. We all have these amazing access to our higher consciousness, our higher energies, and we can at any time access them. What I developed, I want to have an easy way for you so you can access it for yourself, so that we can all really join in holding the space and the energy for more people to wake up.
Oh, well, that's an amazing gift to everybody, Atana, and I think that's why you are so unique and so really you provide us all with such a gift. I'm going to just cut to a quick final commercial break today, and we will be right back, listeners, with our topic, Enlightenment Through Service. Stay tuned. Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host today, Anna, and we have Atana here with us. We have Saber, we have Carol, and we've been discussing the topic of enlightenment through service. Atana, I'm going to cut back to you because, there's something I'd like to discuss with our listeners, which you've taught me and I use every single day. Which is the sacred inner dialogue. And this is something, I said to you before, I use it at the grocery store. I use it as soon as a limiting feeling comes up or a frustration. It is one of the best tools that I have used. And I'd love to talk sort of a little bit about this particular tool that you've created back through to the topic of enlightenment through service, please.
Yes, and... the sacred inner dialogue, it's such a powerful tool that I now use it as a workbook, even going back and suggesting when I work with somebody in a session and I see they're working on some specific topic, then I give them a specific chapter. Or like I did yesterday, I have a page 190 in the book, Sacred Inner Dialogue. There's a segment that has different approaches for SIT, Sacred Inner Dialogue, SIT for short, Sacred Inner Dialogue. Ideas for SIT approach, here's some of them, and I would like to read them to all of you. The system is like you ask a quality in life if it can hear you. When you feel a response, a resonance, you're basically asking it to become more present in your everyday life. And there's some approaches in the book that I would like to share with you. One is love. Love, can you hear me? And once I ask the question, love, can you hear me? Then I feel a response in the heart area. And when I hear that response or feel it or have that sensation, I ask one more time, love, can you hear me? And once I feel that response stronger, I simply say, love, please become fully present in my everyday life. Love, please become fully present in my everyday life. And once you ask love to become fully present in your everyday life, you're inviting it in into your life. And love is a very powerful frequency. When you invite the energy of love into your system, into your life, love energy can express itself to all experiences that you have throughout the day. Love can reach you to about any frequency, any interferences, any disturbances, even any blockages. Love can flow through everything. So love, become fully present in my everyday life is something that I would like to introduce to everyone who is listening now, and allow love to become fully present and more accessible to you, so that you can truly become aligned and one again with that frequency of love, so that the love light can be shining in you, through you, and throughout your life, so that the love energy can become your guiding light and your internal intuitive approach to life.
Thank you. That's so beautiful. And this book, which is of the same name, Sacred Inner Dialogue, Atana, is available. You can buy it online and get a physical hard copy. You can download it into a virtual book, and you can also get an audio book version of it, which I like to listen to when I go walking. Very helpful.
Yes.
And it actually reminds me, I'm going to go back and listen to that chapter again, all about that. And Atana, I guess one of the most challenging parts of all of this is learning, and then you've got to relearn, because we all forget. And this is about reconnecting to you to basically help remind us about this. About these tools and these ways of being. Carol, you know, you would have had this same situation, and you're working with Atana quite often. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, I'm reminded of back in the very beginning days of working with Atana. And I can only imagine what I must have looked like to him, because I think I was about 98% dense and about 2% light flowing through me. And, you know, I think, you know, like he must have looked at me and like seen like a sack of concrete or something. So I want to.
Impenetrable.
So I want to say to all the listeners out there who might feel that they're struggling in like their everyday life and they're doing that workaday world and wrangling kids and spouses and pets and jobs and all of that kind of stuff, but that's what I was doing. And when I started working with Atana, and I think I've mentioned this before, I didn't have that feeling necessarily. I could feel when I was in the session with him that I felt better, that I was at peace, you know, that this was good. But when I learned to do his class, you know, when I took his class and learned how to work with the Atana method, in the beginning, I couldn't feel the energy. And so he helped me. I literally had a sign on the side of my bed. So the first thing that I saw in the morning was, how much faith do you have today? And I persevered with doing his work every day, doing the self-healing every day, and reminding myself that I believed that I could, you know, achieve this, that I could find peace, and that love would come to me, and that I would feel better, and that I would feel good. And I'm here to say that for anybody out there who feels like, well, I don't have any special gifts, this you know, this is all healing stuff. It's for others. No, it's for everyone. It's so accessible. That's the beauty of the Utana method, is that it is accessible to everyone, and anyone can learn how to do this. And now with the Sacred Inner Dialogue, it's even easier because of how Utana just illustrated that. It's just even easier to bring in these qualities and these aspects to support you to develop your balance and your grounding and your connection.
Mm. Thank you, Carol. That's lovely. Saba, I'd love to hear from you again before we tune out this afternoon. Have you got anything to add to that?
I really, there's something on my heart that I really wanted to say, and that when I was, and I'm still going through this process, but that Utana was always there for me and is still there for me. When I was going through this change, that's what I call it, Reiki teachers were basically not inviting me back to class because they'd never seen what I was doing before. And they didn't understand what I was doing. And I would end up teaching the class the second day I was there. And Utana's always, and I didn't want to be thrown out of class, basically. I wanted to belong so badly, you know, to something, because I didn't know what was happening to me. And it was a beautiful time, but it was also a unusual time, because once again, I felt like I was alone, but I wasn't alone. And Utana was there for me, and he taught me to really stand on my own two feet. He didn't enable me. He let my gift fly. He was never threatened by my gifts. He was always just cool with it, you know, and letting me be me. And I got to watch him do it his way, and he watched me do it my way. And, you know, we're such good friends now because of it, and we respect each other. But I think that way of thinking could really be used across the board, allowing each other to be who we really are, really, truly allowing each other to be who we are without judgment, and being open to learning from each other, no matter how different or similar. We all are teaching each other all day long. And it would have been a shame if I said, oh, no, I want to be the leader. I don't want Utana to help me because I can do this, right? You know, why would the creator tell me that I can do this? And he's, you know, who's this guy, right? And I really had to say, you know, ego, you gotta chill, you know, and let this one person help me for a little while. And, so Utana, I'm going to thank you again from the bottom of my heart. Because of you, there's so many people on this planet that are thriving because of the work that you helped me achieve. And I really do love you for it.
Oh, I love you, wonderful Saba. You're an amazing human being yourself, and your raw healing energy that comes to you is just, I love it. It's so beautiful. And It's a shame for all the people who really try to control it because of the fear that because of the overwhelmedness, really, because they wouldn't know how to deal with it because they are used to suppress or control energies instead of creatively expressing them. And what you're helping other people to do is just allow them to be themselves, and that's beautiful, you know.
Utana, just I'd love to touch on that, because last week as well we were talking about support. I actually think Saba, we were talking about the twin crystals to help bring in relationships, which I found quite a fascinating concept. I just want to ask you, Utana, is there any crystal that somebody can work with to help with this goal of enlightenment through service? What can they do in terms of stones?
You know, there is a very interesting stone that some time with. And a good starter stone for everyone is an amethyst, to have just an amethyst. But I do love citrine. I love citrines. And citrines will help you basically to get to a place where you give as you receive. And I feel giving giving is a form of service. And because you give your time, you give attention, you give focus, you give compassion. And the citrines that teach us that there's no need to hold on to anything because everything is freely giving from God, the divine universe, however you want to call your source. And the beauty is when you work with a citrine, it also activates your self-worth. It activates your clearing of unhealthy energy in your stomach area. It also activates your prosperity. Why shouldn't you be prosperous at the same time?
Well, you know, it's funny that you just mentioned that because you sent me some amazing crystals from your store, which I now keep in my house. And this morning I brought my big citrine in here. It's like sitting straight in front of me as we're talking. So that's perfect.
That's
I'm soaking
beautiful.
Up all that beautiful citrine energy. And you do lots of citrine. You sell amazing citrines, and I bought my own personal one that I can meditate with, but also this big one that's in here, which is pretty heavy to move. So that's if anyone wants to have a look at Atana's citrines, he has the most incredibly powerful collection and some pretty massive ones too, which unfortunately I don't think you can fly out to Australia, but check out Atana's crystal store for all of those. Anyway,
yes.
Atana, we're going to have to finish up soon, and I just want to throw it open to our guests or to Atana if anybody would like anything more to share on this, please.
Well, I love Anna, I love Saber, I love Carol, I love your listeners. I love myself. I love Dawn. I love VBS Radio. I love all of our sponsors. And more than anything, I love the oneness experience that we all have or can have at any point in this life. We can at any moment go into our full expansion, our unlimitedness. And I highly encourage you to just for a moment go into your unlimitedness and your full expansion of light. In anything that's trying to hold you down, ask that to give you more space and go into your unlimitedness. And just for this moment, experience your unlimitedness where you're connected with unconditional love to all of existence. And just enjoy this amazing moment. Give your mind some time off. Allow your emotions to relax. Allow your spirit to go into this oneness consciousness. Allow your body to decompress. Allow the stress to be released. Enjoy this beautiful experience of oneness. And these magnificent jewels of human beings that are on this radio show, they're magnificent supporters. They're all sending you light. They're all sending you support. So know and remember, you're not alone. Whatever you're going through right now, you're not alone. And we are here to support. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Atana. Thank you, Carol. It's been so beautiful to have you back on the show again. I love hearing from you. And as I said, you take what Atana talks about and brings it back to really the core grounding of how people can work with his work and his tools. So thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
And Saber, we always love having you. My heart is full every time I hear your voice. So thank you for sharing with us today. It's been lovely having you here as well.
Thank you. Beautiful. I love you. I love you, Atana. And I love you, Carol.
I love you too.
Oh, it is.
And you know what the best thing about this program is every time we do this, I feel so fantastic. I go out and I just, because it's morning here while we do this show, and I go out and I'm able to, like, give this gift and all the energy that we create in this show to in throughout my day. So a thank you to all of you. It's a pleasure to be with you all.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, everybody. We will be back next week with another great show. I would like to thank very much our sponsors. If anybody would like to find Atana, once again, Google him. He has his website, atanamethod.com. There you will find all the things we've spoken about today, the books, all of his classes, his access to his crystals, his crystal library, all the information, or you can contact him directly for a one-on-one session, or you can contact him for group session. His work is incredible and it's helping to transform the world. Thank you, listeners. Thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back next week.